sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Isikhathi sesedlule kancane ku half past 7 nawalambulela Studio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 17 nampalakazi 2017 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, intengo yempahla ezitolo iqhubeka iqonga, lemali isilela emabhanga ngesikhathi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ethembisa uZulu ukuthi impilo iza kuba ngcono phansi kombuso wakhe.
Silokudana okukhulu ngezinto ezilokhe zikhwela mahlayana ezinjengabo ama-basic commodities. Besithemba ukuthi kuzatshintsha, kodwa kuba wese. Isinkwa laso sikhwelile okungangokuthi asisenelisi ukusithenga nsuku zonke.
Amasotsha e-Western Nicholson abikwa ehlukuluza otshekeja efuna ukufumbathiswa ukuze baqhubekele phambili ngomsebenzi wabo osekubangele ukuthi abaningi bengasayigebha igolide.
Masotsha maya kurudyo kasilande entabeni ngalathi siye sentabeni singagebhi.
Iqembu lokucindezela elebheju likaZulu liphakathi kwamalungiselelo okutshengisela lisola ikhefu lokumanyana kwebandla lezanu lelezaphu ele-Unity Day, kodwa amapholisa adonsa inyawo ekumapheni imvumo yokufola. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Intengo yempahla ezitolo iqhubeka iqonga ngesikhathi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ethembisa uZulu ukuthi impilo iza kuba ngcono phansi kombuso wakhe. Intengo yesinkwa, inyama lokunye ivuke isikhuphukile izolo, yona imali emabhanga ilokhu ililihlo lentwala. Intatheli zindaba yethu Mavis Gama usethulela lolu daba eseHarare.
Lokhu kuqonga kwentengo yempahla kubonakale kakhulu kuyona lenyanga kaMpalakazi, lapho le mali ehlawuliswa uZulu kumisebenzi ehlukeneyo layo ithe xaxa. Inhlolisiso enziwe zingcwethi kwezomnotho iveza ukuba intengo iqonge isukela kusilinganiso sokubili ekhulwini kusiya kokwedlula ikhulu phakathi kwenyanga kusukela lapho umongameli Mnangagwa ethatha intambo zombuso. Kumbiko wakhe awethule kubalandeli bebandla lakhe leZANU-PF ngesikhathi kungena umhlangano we-Special Congress, uMnangagwa ukuze osomabhizimusi labalungisa impahla ukuba behlukane lomkhuba wokufuna ukwenza imali yenzuzo enengi ngokwedlulise amalawulo ngesiphangiphangi. Kodwa osekusenzakala kusobala ukuba akekho okulaleleyo lokho, ngoba yilo lalo ebonakala esenza santando lapho ethengisa impahla yakhe, kakhulukazi eyokudla. Lokhu kuchiye uZulu ilizwe lonke ephethe ongaphansi esethuswa yizehlakalo zokuqhubeka iqonga intengo yempahla ngokuphindiweyo. Ngempela viki uZulu uvuke esengobona ukuqonga kwentengo yesinkwa ngesilinganiso sokulichumi ekhulwini 10% sisuka kudola linye ukuya kudola lamasenti alichumi ilofu lilinye. Izakhamizi zeHarare okubalisa unkosikazi Mabel Mhlanga zitshengise udana ukhulu ngalesi sehlakalo.
Silokudana okukhulu ngezinto ezilokhe zikhwela mahlayana ezinjengabo ama-basic commodities. Besithemba ukuthi kuzatshintsha, kodwa kuba wese. Isinkwa laso sikhwelile okungangokuthi asisenelisi ukusithenga nsuku zonke.
Unkosikazi Mhlanga uthi okubuhlungu kuye labanye yikuba lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi uZulu elungiselela ukuya kukhefu leKhisimusi.
Njalo okunye imholo kayikhweli. Bebe kulokho kukhwela izinto kuphela ama-shops, kodwa umholo wona ungakhweli. Lokho kusithwalisa nzima kakhulu, siphatheka kabi kakhulu. Yilo uduwo esihlangana lalo kulezi insuku.
Umnumzana Caleb Shumba uthi lokhu kuqansa kwentengo yempahla kuyisibonelo ukuba ziza kuba nzima izikhathi esesingena kizo ngaphansi kwahulumende kamongameli Mnangagwa.
Koloku kukhwela kwama prices kutshengisa ukuthi ikhulumende ukamnangagwa vele kasoza tshintshe izinto lapha eZimbabwe. Kutshengisa ukuthi indubeko yabantu izaba lokhu iqhubekela phambili. Akusoze kube nenhlala kahle phansi kwekhulumende ekamnangagwa. Vale ikhulumende, ikhulumende yamasotsha ngabakwazi ukuthi economy ihamba kanjani. So hayi singabokhangeleli izinto ezinhle ikhulumende ikamnangagwa.
Impahla ebalisa amafutha okuphekisa, ichukela, irayisi, iflawa kanye lochago lokunye okudliwayo sekubiza intengo ephezulu kunalokho obekuyikho khona kunyanga edluleyo. UZulu uthi kusobala ukuba osomabhizimusi bengelani lozulu okwabo kuyikufuna ukwenza imali yenzuzo ethe xaxa kuphela njalo bengalaleli lapho bekhuzwa inkokheli. Abe-Confederation of Zimbabwe Retailers Association bathi lanxa lokhu kuqonga kwentengo kubangelwa yikuswelakala kwemali yakwamanye amazwe, okunye sekusengezwa yikuganga nje kwabosomabhizimusi. Ingcwethi kwezomnotho zona zithi izinto zilakho ukuqhubeka zisiba nzima kumuntu kazane weZimbabwe ngaphandle kokuba uhulumende abeke imithetho elukhuni ukwenqabela ukuqhubeka kokuqonga kwentengo yempahla elizweni. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Siyabonga Mavis. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe lengcwethi ecubungula izomnotho welizwe umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya, othi yena lokhu kungaba kubangelwa yikuphiwa iholo lebonus okwenziwe izisebenzi zikahulumende.
Ye, lokho kuyinkinga ngoba siyazi ukuthi nxa umnyaka sophela uhulumende engavele akhulume ukuthi kuzakuba lama-bonus kumbe izisebenzi zikahulumende zizaziwa imali, abantu abathengisayo baba lovalo lokuthi baphangisa ukukhweza izinto. Ngibona nje uhambelana lakhona okwenza ukuthi bezwe kuthiwa khona izisebenzi zikahulumende zizawuba lezi mali ezithize kumbe ukuqondazane ne-bonus, kodwa into vele esivele siyijayele lapha eZimbabwe.
Okokuthi akula ezombusazwe lapho ezingazi khona, ikakhulu nxa sikhangela ukubana umongameli Mnangagwa ngumuntu ongani ubethembise ukuthi uZulu akhangele okungcono, kodwa kukhanya ubungcono bakhona bobikhona. Akula yini ezombangazwe la?
Ya, phela yabona ukuthi nxa yena ekhuluma njenge-politician, isizathu sakhe nje sokuthi achaze abantu akutsho ukuthi into ayikhulumayo yinto eyenzekayo. Ngoba ipolitics ne-economy kuthiyene. Njengoba ngisitshe nje ukuthi singathi khona abantu bama-business vele i-enthusiasm lokuthakazelela inguquko balayo, kodwa sebekhangelele khona phela ibubuhwaba bakhona phela ukuthi beze kuthiwa khona into ziyakhwela. Angikhole ukuthi into iyakhulwa ngomzamo Mnangagwa, into ingakhucula i-economy umntwendi umbuzi wethu ngenyanga eyodwa kube zimbili, hhathi yilo mthemo. So asikhangeleni nje khonokho engikutsho ukuthi abantu bathabele nje ama-bonus la aza kuza ikube bekhwezini intengo yabo.
Manje ngokubona kwakho khona lokho okwenzakalayo kusoze kubangele na ukuthi uZulu abone ungani umongameli Mnangagwa uyehluleka njengalo amelamayo owayengumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe?
Iqiniso phela akusuze kuthiyane, ngoba phela abantu nxa bethengisa ukuthi hatshi njengoba sengibusa mina izinto zizakuba ngcono, abantu babona umbuso ngendlela abaphila ngayo esingathi i-cost of living. So nxa sebesizathiwa isinkwa sesikhwelile, sikhwelile lalokho lakho ipetro vele yayisikhwelile, bagcina sebedana sesithi kanti engxenye lo owayekhona wayengathi ngconywana ngoba kathesi lisithembisa ukuthi into zizaguquka kodwa ziguquke. Yikho kufanele ukuthi nxa eguqula yena engakhangeli kuphela into zomnotho, kakhangele into ze-politics, ama-political conditions, ngokuthi abantu babona ukuthi into ziyaguquka nganeno langapha. Lokhu akukhuluma yikuyazakala, kodwa abantu bakwakhathesi bazakhanya bedlana ngokukhwela kwentengo, ukukhwela kwentengo yezinto lezi.
Alo-ke ngumnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya, ingcwethi ecubungula izomnotho welizwe, ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 eseHarare.
Linjani mahlabe zulu, linjani zulu kandaba. Sifisa ukulibikela ukuthi silethulela indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe suku zonke ngo-6 AM, 2 PM, lango-7 PM eZimbabwe. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 meter wave, 4930, 15580 laku 6080 shortwave frequencies. Nilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa kuFacebook kukhasi lethu leVOA Ndebele.
Land of sunshine, land of plenty, land of blue sky.
Amasocha eWest Nicholson abikwa ehlukuluza ojekeja abafuna ukufumbathiswa ukuze izembamgodi lezi ziqhubekele phambili ngomsebenzi wazo osekubangele ukuthi abaningi bengasayigebha igolide. Uvusisizwe Mkhwananzi usipha loludaba ngokugcweleyo eseGwanda.
Bubike edluleyo endaweni yeWest Nicholson lapho ugcwala khona izimbamgodi bubikwa amalunga ebutho amabili akade suka vimba umgwaqo kuroadblock engenele ojekeje entabeni lapho abakepha khona igolide. Sixhumane lomunye wabo ojekeje laba ongathandanga kwazakala ngoba isesabela impilo yakhe.
Masotha maya kurojo kasilande entabeni ngalathi siye sentabeni singajiki. Yathi isikorokoza njanjani watona. Sikhona incwadi kambuluza kwena. Bebesivunela imali befuna ukudizwa basikhiphisa izimali. Basikhiphisa izimali bathi baphenduka ngofor bazofuna eyiyo. Umuntu ogebhayo one muntu ele-50, one muntu ele-50 bekungu-2. Bebezogebenga nje bekwisitosi sobugebenga kuwena. Babuya everyday bezothatha $50 each month.
So kule mbiko ethi amabutho asephatheka kundaba zokuhlukuluza abantu lanxa izikhulumeli zabo zisithi imifanekiso ethunyezelwana ngoZulu emafonini eminye yakhona ngeyakudala. Kodwa inhlanganiso ethula izehlakalo zokuhlukuluzwa eZimbabwe Peace Project ithi amanye amasotsha asevuke ubhova. Ingcwethe ecubungule ezombusazwe umnumzana Mlamuli Nkomo uthi kuzahlala kule mbiko yokuhlukuluzwa ngokwaZulu libutho xa liqhubekela phambili lisemphakathini.
Amasotsha kakhulu akhangele izitha eziphuma ngaphandle kwelizwe kumbe izitha ezingaphakathi kwelizwe ezingabe zihlomile ziyingozi. Nxa amasotsha esesenza umsebenzi wamaphoyisa lokhu kuyingozi kakhulu.
Iningi esabelweni sezansi emaNdebeleni ikakhulu abasakhulayo baziphilisa ngokwemba igolide ngenxa yokusilela kwemisebenzi. Kule mbiko njalo eveza ukuthi ibutho lihamba lisethusela uZulu ongabhalisanga ukuvota lisithi lowo ezatholakala engelabufakazi bokubhalisa ukuvota uzawukhomba umuzwe lotshwala. Abanye bathi ibutho lalo selifunda amaqhinga amapholisa okwenza imali emgwaqweni ngobugwelegwele njalo sokuzafana lalapho amapholisa esavimba wodwa emgwaqo ngesikhathi sombuso kaMgabe. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi uzimisele ukulwisana lobugwelegwele elizweni njalo labo abazatholakala belecala bazaphelelwa imisebenzi. Imizamo yoxoxa leziphathamandla zebutho ngalolu daba iyehlule kodwa ibutho selikhiphe inombolo lapho uZulu okumele athele khona lapho ethe wahlukumezwa ngabe butho. Le mbiko yokuhlukumezwa kwabojeketha ize ngesikhathi sokulokukhonona ngokuziphatha kwamanye amalungu ebutho okubikwa ihamba ehlukumeza uZulu. Ibutho lingconwe kakhulu ngoZulu ngesikhathi kugenqula umbuso kaRobert Mugabe kunyanga edlulileyo, kodwa imbiko ethi ibutho selihlukumeza uZulu selidala ukuthi iningi lithi ngayo ibutho liyabuyela enkambeni lisuke ezitaladeni. Ninguvusisizwe Mkhwananzi oyendaba zeStudio 7 eMajawunden eGwanda.
Linjani mahlabe zulu, linjani zulu kandaba. Sifisa ukulibikela ukuthi silethulela indaba ezimqodo ngeZimbabwe suku zonke ngo-6 AM, 2 PM lango-7 PM eZimbabwe. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave, 4930, 15580 laku 6080 shortwave frequencies. Lilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa kuFacebook kukhasi lethu leVOA Ndebele.
Land of sunshine, land of plenty, land of blue sky.
Place for you and me.
Yebo ke Zulukandaba sesitholakala ke kuzikhathi ezinye ebesingelazo siyatholakala ke ngo 7:30 ntamba ekuseni sitholakale ngo 7:30 emini ngo 2:30 emini sitholakale njalo ngo 7:30 wantambama nsuku zonke yiko ke lingaya ke la ku website yetu voandebele.com. Le balaleli yu studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe. Lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America ese Washington. Lisibamba kumakakase aku 909 medium wave. La ku short wave 4930-6065. 15460 lagu 13860 kilohertz. Lila kwenjalo usithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo wathi ke sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe. Amalunga ebandla elibusayo kwele South Africa ele ANC abekhangelelwe ukuvotela umkhokheli walo ozelama umnumzana Jacob Zuma obe ngumongameli welizwe. Ukuvota lokhu kubikwa kumisiwe ngenxa yokudonselana kubangwa ezomthetho obungalandelwanga kahle. Abantu abathathu kade behlome okwesabekayo bangene kwenye isonto edolobheni leQuetta ePakistan baziqhuphula bafa ndawonye lamakholwa ayithoba minwe mbili. Iziphathamandla zakwele Australia zithi isizalwane sakwele South Korea sibotshiwe ngemva kobufakazi bokuthi besiyinsoli yeNorth Korea. Amabandla ezombusazwe elokhu esungulwa khona sokulesikhathi esifitshane ukuthi kwenziwe ukhetho. Kulelinye njalo ibandla eselisunguliwe ake sizwe ingxoxo esiyenze lomkhokheli walo.
Ukhuluma nomnumzane Ncube lapha uCassidy Ncube and leading iZimbabwe Rainbow Democratic Party.
Leli libandla elisungulwe nini?
Libandla elisungulwe almost 5 months ago and then officially ke sazibika emphakathini, but all along umsebenzi usaqhubeka kuma grassroots ngoba sikholelwa ukubana nqali libandla labantu maliqale ngaphansi lingaqale liphezulu. Yinto esungulwe abantu baseZimbabwe.
Kahle kahle ibandla leli limeleni?
Leli bandla ke njengoba usilibizi bana yi-Rainbow Democratic Party, ibandla elimele abantu bonke baseZimbabwe. Nxa ungakhangela iy'nhlungu ney'nhlupheko ebesiphila ngaphansi kwazo kuphasifethu almost 38 years now kungenamehluko okhona. So besinabo-ke amaqembu esingababiza kubana ngama-opposition parties, but i-impact abathe baba nayo bayenza kule indawo ayizange yaba nomehluko omncane. So sabona-ke kufanele ukubana siphakame sine, sikhulumisane nesizwe, sikhulumisane nabantu ukubana sibe nenjongo inye, ukubana sikhulule ilizwe lakithi ngaphansi kwencindezelo esingayibiza phecelezi nge-economic slavery siphakathi kuyona namhlanje.
Manje libandla lakho lilamalunga ilizwe lonke jikelele na, njalo ungasitshela ukuthi selilabantu abangani?
Kakhulu ngibuye ngizame ukubana iqhesane ukubana ayisilo bandla lami cha, libandla labantu eselisabalele kuwo wonke ama-province njengoba ngikhuluma sinamagatsha eHarare province, sinamagatsha ke eMathebeleland, and then sebenze nama inroads as well eMidland. So siphakathi komkhakha khankaso already ama structures sewebuyishiwe to the extent ukubana silungiselela ukhetho oluzayo, sibheke ukubana kube nama MPs nama councillors nama senators azomela amalungelo nenkululeko yabantu. Sikhangela ukubana singena ekhethweni esibhekane nalo, njengobana ngishilo ukubana libe labantu elisungulwe ngabantu from the grassroots levels. So babizi balungiselela ukhetho esibhekane nalo oluka-2018.
Lona ibandla lakho limi njani? Ungasitshela nje abalutshwana abanye abakusekelayo labanye abalezikhundla zaphezulu.
Ngibuye njalo ngisikhumbuzane mnumzana ukubana ayisilo bandla lami, ibandla labantu. Ngithemba ngithanda ukubana ngikugcizelele lokho. Yebo, sesiqalile ukubana sibe nabantu abasisekayo. Bangicelile-ke ukubana ngibe yi-interim mongameli, of which ngivumile ukubana ngibathungamele, and already sinawo-ke ama-structures esinawo nationally. No chairman wethu, sibuye njalo sibe mobilizing secretary wethu. Yes.
Ye, uyabaqamba lapho izikhundla ezikhona. Ungasipha amagama abantu bona labo bathoyo ukuthi sebekhona abalezikhundla oziqambileyo?
Yebo, Nkosi yami, ngingabasho lapha ukubana sinobaba uMasuku, uDonald Don Masuku, yes, onguyenje osiphathele
lo ke ngumnumzana Cuthbert Ncube, umkhokheli webandla elitsha ele-Rainbow. Okwakathesi-ke asizweni ingxoxo engiyenze lo mcindezeli wengoma zehouse u-Oskido, u-Oscar Mdlongwa. Ungasitshela ukuthi kwenzakalani lezi nsuku, Oskido?
No, I'm busy. I've just finished my album, so I'm busy promoting album members.
Ithiwa yini album leyo?
I check it now available on iTunes, 50 Degrees, Oskido, 50 Degrees.
Lo umnyaka awuyenza ama-shows akho lana oyakwayenze eZimbabwe?
Well, I'm doing a lot of shows in Zimbabwe, Lesotho, Botswana, so I'm just all over. Yabona the place. So I'm just busy finishing my gig guide. So 27 years is a big one, which is still like a Wabulawayo, which is big. It's really Amazon Sports Complex in India. So with me, just different artists. And then immediately, now I've got to have to Cape Town, then
kukhona yini okukhangeleleyo ukuthi uphathise ama artists aweZimbabwe?
Well, I don't help. I own a particular area because I'm working with different artists. Because I don't limit myself. That's what I've been doing for years. As it is, I'm busy now with a brand new song, English Panama manje, not a video. So there's so many artists in Zimbabwe. So I don't put myself in one particular space, but yeah, in Zimbabwe I help the artists all over.
Ngapha ke kwele Melika bakhona okhangelele ukuthi usebenze lapho?
No. Not at the moment. Umuntu engisebenza nawo Louis Vega is part of Masters at Work. That's the person who I'm busy working with. At the moment.
Khona lapho owakwenza ingoma kaMahlathini leyana, kanti ungasitshela nje ukuthi laphana wayekwenza njani ukuthi kuzwakale nguye yena ohlabelayo but i-beat sitshintshile?
No, we had to go sifune i-vocalist ecula njengamahlathini, and then from there we got the right person who owene voice efana nekamahlathini. Then from there ingoma yakhona bathi miruba melodi yalapitsheni jelihulu, yeah, phalaphala yalapitsheni jelihulu. So therefore, to get the
right voice for that song.
Ah, it's one of my favorite. Ngiyathanda kakhulu.
No, ngiyabonga Nkosi yami.
Umculo wakho, indlela ocula ngayo kaThesi, ungathi wena yini igama layo? Umculo yaguquka sokulabo gqom lokunye kunjalo owakho ke.
No, you must understand ukuthi igqom is the part of kwaito. If ungamamela omunye phezu komunye, those are lyrics of kwaito. You understand? It's only, it has gone upbeat, so there is a much difference. If I check out the biggest songs now as a gqom, all the songs mostly kwaito lyrics. So for me, I think you must understand that as time goes on, there is always a change in the music industry. I wanna people change, and also they change different styles. I wanna still part of Kwaito. I'm there in the Kumi Pumamela. My new track called Ama Orange. Uzoizwa, it's a Kum track. My Uzoizwa, which is Kama Orange. Siwa Nigu teacher. Siwa Nisele. Siwa Bege Pants. This is the Pinduga. This is the Pinduga. We are born. So the Kwaito elements are still there. So it's only that you must understand when generations change, people, they start calling this and that. But it's still like that.
Hayi kuyizwakala. Hayi, mbongile kakhulu. Likhona yini lokugcina ungaliphosela abalandeli bakho?
Ah, mina ngithi maniza eAfrica, make sure that just check out my page at Oskido. I believe nizobona ukuthi ngidlala kuphi. For those who are coming through, we are on this side. Banyazi ukuthi baningi abalandeli abakhona. So nani ningangithola, you can follow me on Instagram, it's Oskido I believe. Ku Twitter ngizomthola Oskido I believe. Ku Facebook ngikhona. And then je uyabona ni phathe kahle, siyazi ukuthi that time of the year okuba yi-fitipiti. Cela niphathe kahle emakhaya, uyabona kube mnandi. Happy New Year in advance to everybody. Big up man, hola, akube mnandi lapho.
Okay, thanks a lot. Siyabonga mthwakazi omuhle, igama ngoChris Gande. Bengixoxa ke lapho lo Oscar Mdlongwa oyazakala ngelokuthi Oskido, umcindezeli, uproducer womculo wengoma zeKwaito engowe inkampani yeKalawa Jasmine. Oskido I believe owekalawa Jasmine sigqibela ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje, kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele inhloko zezinye zendaba ebesilazo. Intengo yempahla ezitolo iqhubeka iqonga, le mali isilela emabhanga ngesikhathi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ethembisa uZulu ukuthi impilo iza kuba ngcono phansi kombuso wakhe. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Asidibaneni njalo ekuseni ngo 7:30. Igama lami nguChris Gande, kodwa nxa lingenelisanga ukuzwa indaba zethu lingaya ku studio 7 at voanews.com.
Siya
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.